On the line this morning now with Benjamin Blanchette. He's the engagement editor at the Spectrum newspaper at the University of Buffalo. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
So the University of Buffalo is going to, of course, fall in line with all the other SUNY campuses in terms of shutting down classroom learning and trying to rely on distance learning. At the same time, the governor says it's up to the campuses to kind of decide how they're going to go about their business. What's the University of Buffalo saying right now?
So at least on our level, what we got at least in terms of our reporting was that the Faculty Senate chair today during a meeting, they have an annual Faculty Senate meeting, which actually happened directly after that press conference by the governor. They had mentioned, and I'll reference this, that UB found out about the statewide decision during Cuomo's press conference, but had been preparing for the last couple of weeks. Now, some of that, at least that preparation, that involves at least things on the level of this change, at least affecting the campus starting on March 23rd. So that's when students get back from spring break, campus housing and dining. Like the governor had said, no one's going to be evicted or anything of that nature on campus. Campus housing and dining will be open to students, at least according to an email from the provost that the whole school got. And this was after, this was about 9 o'clock, I think it was. But at least on the dining level, there was a sort of a chaotic scene, at least today, in some of the residence halls given, or not today, rather yesterday, on the residence halls factor. Lines, you know, going out the door, students wanting to spend their dining dollars, not sure if they would be able to get a refund, at least from the state. So there's a lot going on. It's tough to track as a newsroom, but, you know, we have about 20 level-headed people that are really holding it down.
I want to get into that for sure, but what about just in terms of general reaction, what you're hearing? Like you said, it sounded like a fairly chaotic scene at the dining halls. But what are you hearing from students? What are you hearing from professors, upper-level officials?
Sure.
What are they saying?
Sure. Upper-level officials, not really much outside of the emails, but in terms of at least, you know, professors, you know, some have made shifts, at least in the English department, to, you know, testing out the online learning experience, given, you know, murmurs that this might be happening at least sometime in the future. There was one English professor that was using this sort of a Zoom video conferencing tool for a class earlier on in the week. At least on the student level, students have, there's still a lingering amount of questions. Now, there was a distinguished speaker series event last night. Students didn't know about this, at least until about 7 p.m. through a university-wide communication level. There have been tweets. There was obviously our news reporting, but at least on a school-wide communication sort of listserv, email, send out to students, they had just gotten a letter from the president at about, I would say, roughly 7 o'clock. So, you know, there were a lot of changes, at least, that were going on. But it's all, you know, at least on the departmental levels, that's where most of the questions are happening.
Okay.
And, you know, the big questions, at least, are on, you know, oh, does this affect work study? Does this affect, you know, me as an hourly worker? Does this affect things in my program? Am I going to at least walk the stage for graduation? So there's a lot to consider here. But, you know, I think as a campus, you know, a lot of people, you know, they have the individualized questions rather than sort of a mass, you know, why did this happen sort of question.
Certainly. And then finally, you know, Benjamin, of course, you cover the news, but at the same time, this news impacts you and how you're going to move forward. How are you going to move forward here?
Yeah. So I have like a thesis, at least in terms of what I'm doing in my final semester of graduate work. But, you know, this affects, you know, things, at least, you know, my brother is living on campus. You know, this would have been his last semester. He's the editor in chief of the newspaper. You know, so today was the last, at least when we were the last time, at least as a whole staff. It could potentially be the last time that we were in the office yesterday. So, you know, you're talking a 70-year paper, you know, something that, you know, he's gone through his share of stories. And, you know, it's something that, you know, as a person, it obviously affects you. And, you know, I think you do have to take mental breathers, but you also have to remain calm. And I think we're doing a good job. I'm calling him up every day. In a couple hours, I'm going to talk to him in a bit. So, you know, I think we're two people that, you know, are communicated at least through through the art of journalism, but also through, you know, the art of family. I think the, you know, those two things really bond us together. And I think if us as a newsroom, I think, at least on the level, if we see at least our job in this role, as being critical to bringing out information to students, that's at least the key factor, and at least, you know, us staying calm and making sure, you know, we see at least our purpose, at least in moving forward, at least online.
Benjamin Blanchette, engagement editor of The Spectrum at the University of Buffalo. I really do appreciate your time so bright and early this morning. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it, Jay. Thank you.